considered the possibility of enlightening themselves on any level other than to maintain their own narcissism. And if me is not destroyed at this point and the collective rises above itself, we can forget about it, because it's what you said a few minutes before. This has been in the works for some time. And irregardless as to your political party, don't assume that your president is not a part of this, and all the politicians of this country are not a part of what is occurring now. And
Obama is a part of the system.
Oh, definitely.
And it's the system that is pushing this.
Oh, excuse me. He's an employee. Don't make that mistake. He gets a check. Somebody signs his paycheck. He has an employer. Excuse me? Don't make that mistake. That was a big mistake that America made, to assume that the black guy was going to be able to rise above this and somehow or another save America. That the black guy was going to be Dudley Do-Right and Michelle was going to be Polly Purebred. That wasn't going to happen. How illusionary do we need to be at this point? What this is about is who's going to drink water. Don't make that mistake and think that this is about your paycheck. This is about who's going to continue to live on this planet. Don't make that mistake. And currently in America, it's easy to attack the middle class. Why not? The majority of the middle class in America is no longer white. The majority of the middle class in America is people of color. And how dare they assume that they could have a decent and prosperous America? And you hear people like Scott Walker say things and refer to this as ground zero. Let's deal with that for a second. What happened to make that place ground zero?
Well, in Japan, they dropped a nuclear bomb on it.
Let's talk about what happened in order for a ground zero to exist. And now, are you telling me that he is willing to commit those types of atrocities, to allow for those things to occur in order for him to fulfill his dogma?
I was thinking of him as Neutron Scott.
We cannot talk about him in a negative. We would lose focus. We must rise. Two wrongs don't make a right. Let us not forget history. If we get caught up in...
Well, what do you think his intent is?
His intent is to rearrange the total structure of America and take it back into a point where Machiavelli would be so proud of him.
Well, people died in that kind of
and
situation.
You know what Machiavelli told them to do with their troops after they... won all their wars, don't you?
No.
Kill them. Get rid of them. They're the only people who know your secrets. And look at the attack that the federal government is upon all of us. And Obama's silence, man, that's deadly. Action speaks louder than words.
Absolutely.
And don't think that non-action is not action. Don't make that mistake.
Yeah.
By that silence, it shows complicity.
Right.
It allows for things to occur. We need a decisive leaders now. We don't need indecisive leaders.
We need to become our own.
We need to understand. But this is a wonderful thing that has occurred here in Madison, Wisconsin. Especially these young people have found the ability to govern themselves. And it has been remarkable. Only in Madison would you have a revolution on this magnitude catered by Enon's Pizza. And to view violence as actually being tacky. And not to even Walker, he said he thought about it. Well, hell, why shouldn't he have thought about it? Well, we shouldn't accuse him for thinking about it. He had the good sense to realize in Wisconsin, in Madison, that it wouldn't play. So, you know, we had to really see it all for what it is, but not miss this opportunity. This is a wonderful opportunity. This has galvanized people in a way the civil rights movement never could have. And so this is a one, it's easy to kick people when you're down. I could talk about it and say, oh, you damn white people, you had it coming. Oh, well, screw all of that. If you make the mistake to look for justice now, you can forget it. What we need, what we have to find peace. And within that ability to maintain peace, we'll take care of ourselves in an equitable manner, but not justice. Because at that point, we would have allowed to continue the game. Let's advance ourselves. Let's use this opportunity to advance ourselves.
Starts with peace.
It starts with peace. Yes, it does. And I'm not talking about bending over backwards and letting them stick it up your ass either. I'm not talking about a fake, you're going to have to work for it. This is a baby being born here. And it is labor pains that you see now. And there's always severe shock and pain in the new birth. So this, you know, I'm not being foolish. But we must advance ourselves, use this opportunity. There's opportunity in this. And thank you very much for allowing me to say those things.
You had important things to say.
Thank you.
Do you care to say your name?
Yeah, my name is Rockamine, live here in Madison, Wisconsin, live and in living color. Come and participate in your history. Isn't that wonderful to be able to participate in your history while you're still living?
Absolutely.
Thank you.